It's episode 208, and we've got plugins for stopping spam, conditional logic, simple short codes, and an awesome new plugin to embed a PDF as easily as an image. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And coming to you direct from the southwest of Canada, Victoria, BC, I'm John Overall.
Coincidentally, I'm coming to you from the southwest of the United States. It's Marcus Couch.
And we've got a great show for you here today, as usual. Me coming back from being near in the dead of the flu. But other than that, all's good in the world. So we've got the usual stuff for you. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And also, if you got a few minutes, we'd appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
Absolutely. And remember, two things. iTunes reviews completely help us out. So no matter where you are in the world, you've got an iTunes store, something close to you. We'd appreciate a nice review. We've slipped a little bit in the rankings, just slightly. One of the zombies took us over. But it really helps out. So I know we say this every single week, and we mean it every single week. So please do us that favor. Also, when you go to WPPluginsA2Z.com, please sign up for our mailing list. We've got a lot of new exclusive content items, some things that you don't typically hear or get on the show. And we'd like to present those to you, the listener. So make sure you do that. And also, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
You can, and we've actually got some great reviews listed up in the iTunes store. I discovered a great service that feeds me all the reviews from around the world. So we've got some reviews I didn't even know existed.
Nice. Well, maybe we'll highlight a couple of those next week.
We will. We'll highlight a couple of them. All right, and of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix their broken WordPress websites or helping them save money when they're preparing to launch a WordPress website. So if you broke it, I fix it, or you want to save yourself some money in the preparation for launching a WordPress website, pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or drop me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And I want to remind everybody out there to use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN30. That's PLUGIN30. And for that, you can get a year's worth of WordPress managed hosting for about $10. I don't mean a month. I mean the year. And it's pretty screaming, pretty good speed, really, really nice as far as the back end as well. So give it a look and give it a try. GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN30.
All right. And we do have a little bit of WordPress news this week.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Generate WP. I read this over at WP Tavern, and it introduced a new custom code snippet kind of generator that you could, if you were looking for specific custom code to make a plugin do one particular thing, or you didn't know how to mod something, or any of those things. Generate WP now has a generator to modify a lot of the different functionalities that you could ever really want in a plugin. So check that out, Generate WP. And the article link is in the show notes, but you can go over to WPTavern.com and find that as well.
And also a bit of security issue for WordPress. And that is for those of you that might not be aware of the ghost bug that is impacting Linux servers across the globe. It's a flaw in the libraries of Linux. But it seems WordPress may have an issue with it in the pingbacks because it uses the Git headers in there. I think it's Git headers. I don't have it in front of me, but at any rate, what you can do is, to alleviate the possibility of your website being used for that, go turn off pingbacks and trackbacks inside your WordPress setup. And you will be eliminated from the possibility of being hit by the ghost bug in case your servers that you're on haven't been updated yet.
Yeah, and that's a good idea to turn that functionality off anyway.
Yeah.
Pingbacks, when WordPress first came out, were great.
Until the spammers figured them out.
Yeah. And once the spammers got into the party, then the party was over.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to get rid of those anyway. And the only... I don't know if, you know, out of any, every 20 or 30 or 1,000 or whatever, you might get one pingback that you like.
Yeah.
And I would encourage discussion anyway, rather than pingbacks within your comments.
No doubt. All right. Well, I guess that's pretty much all we got this week for news and tidbits. So time to move on to the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yeah. Time for the fun.
All right. Off we go. All right, plugins I've got this week are all related to keeping spammers off your website. So the first one I've got here is called Flip It on Spammers BD Aggressor. It's the WP Spam Hammer is what it is. And this plugin here, it's looking for a way to block spammers from across the globe. This one is great. It is simply install it. You choose the countries or continents you want to completely block from being able to submit comments. And it's done. One of the great things I found on it was it also slows down spammers in that it turns the submit button for comments into a timer. And you can set that timer for however long you want. The default is 15 seconds. But if you have a real person going to read a comment, leave a comment, they'll have to read your article generally before they can comment. So it'll take them 15 seconds to get to the bottom of the page anyway. So they won't even notice the timer. But all in all, this turned out to be a really great plugin. Works well in conjunction with a couple of other spam plugins I tested out this last week. And I gave this one a top 5 Dragon rating.
I love the timer. Yeah, that's like, hey, where do you think you're going, the spammer?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go down there and hit submit. No way.
Well, that's exactly what it does. It prevents the spam bots from popping in and trying to submit immediately.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, this first one for me is a great plugin. It's brand new, called GTH Simple Short Codes. And much like what I discussed, I guess, in the news segment, this plugin gives you fast access to some of the most popular template mods that you can use right in your WordPress editor without knowing anything about templates, themes, PHP, any of that stuff. What do I mean by that? Well, John, here it is. If you wanted to do something like the post's title, right? Just insert the post's title somewhere within the post. That's GTHSS underscore page title, right? If you want to display the current user that's logged in instead of guest, you could do the underscore username or display name as far as their real name.
Huh.
If you wanted, now this is where I like it. It displays the current year and month. So I have something that I have to go and update every single month.
Yeah.
When it's a new month, and it's content that's it's actually listing coupons, and it's saying that it's current for that particular month.
Yeah.
Now that helps out for search engine optimization because people are typically looking for the most current one, so they'll put the month and year in. So I want to have that functionality, but I always have to go and update it manually. Now I only have to update it one place. It's because I'm using the My Short Codes, which I gave a 5 out of 5 on a previous show. But now this way, I don't have to ever do it again. So it is called GTH Simple Short Codes. It does a lot of the cool things that you would expect to build within a theme, but now you have the power to do that within a post. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, the next one I've got here is Stop Media Comment Spamming. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't think about in their WordPress website. Every media item you put up, it creates its own page in WordPress. Most of the time, we never notice it because we never go to those pages. Or occasionally, we might remember to disconnect those pages from the media that's put up there. But a lot of people don't realize that. And so if you click on a media item, an image or something, it'll pop open another WordPress page. And at the bottom of that page will be just the media item and then a comment block. The problem is the spammers have discovered that comment block sitting there. And they've started to attack that comment block in a place that nobody ever pays attention to. So what this plugin does is it goes in, it's very simple, you install it, activate it, and it turns off commenting for all media that is uploaded to your WordPress website. Very simple one, works very well, gotta like it, and I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating.
Nice. And that's something, John, that you don't know about, but the spammers know about it,
yeah.
Because all they have to do is do a Google search, and this is something out there maybe you guys don't know about. You just type site colon HTTP and then whatever your domain is. Mm-hmm. And it will show you all of the indexed content that is on your site. And that's actually something that you can keep a personal score of every single month to make sure that Google's indexing more and more of your content. But when you do that, it exposes all the holes too. So it sees everything that Google sees throughout its navigational crawl. And if you start seeing those attachment pages, those things that come up because of uploading images, then this is definitely one that you're going to have to install right away, because it's going to get exploited and you're going to have wasted traffic going to your site. So the next plugin, John, I've got is called Conditional Logic Solutions. Now, I'm a huge fan of being able to hide stuff in the dashboard. What about you?
Oh, I love doing that. It's really important, John, especially for some clients.
So that's exactly right, because I don't need clients tinkering around with things in WordPress that they have no business touching. So just like it's called CLS, it stands for Conditional Logic Design, which allows you to put control over almost everything in the back end of WordPress. Now, what am I talking about, John? I'm talking about, first off, groups. So you can say, if this person's an administrator, don't do any of this stuff. If they're a regular client account role access, whatever, customer, things like that, shut these things off. Now, I'm going to tell you what these things are. John, you could shut off feature images. You could shut off, I don't mean just shut off, like, okay, only this access level can't see the featured images thing. Or, it's infinite as far as what you can shut down in the sidebar. You can remove plugins. You can remove anything you want as far as different options within that administrative menu so that they don't see it whatsoever. You can actually get down to the widget groups in different parts of the sidebar. So you can let them have access to one sidebar area where the widgets are, but not the other ones. So they only have access to the good stuff, they don't have access to the good stuff. And it's a dream come true for any designer that has to deal with their clients in the back end. And you really kind of want to shut them out of all the different areas that they could probably cut themselves or burn themselves on.
Yes.
So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. It's always nice to be able to do that. Don't have to do it too often, but occasionally you just got to do it.
Yes. And, it's nice to, this is why I love CMS Commander, John.
Yeah.
We always talk about CMS Commander, which is wppluginsa.com/CMS Command, if my memory serves me correctly. And what's nice is I set up now, I have a stage site that I use as a template that I just clone over to any new site that I do for a customer. And now I have this so I can lock down all of the settings as far as in Conditional Logic Solutions and know that everything from then on is copied with that particular visibility of those different sections in WordPress completely hidden from view. So it's very nice.
All right. Well, the final one I've got here is a return back to one I did last week, which is Stop Spammers. Got a little foot and mouth disease here, whereas last week I misspoke a little bit about it blocking comment spammers with a message. Well, that was actually Anti-SpamBee plugin was doing that. But at any rate, this plugin here aside from what I'm going to talk about here, I've also created a video or a screen capture on how to set this plugin up correctly. You can check it out on my YouTube page, wppro.ca/YouTube. And what we've got here with this plugin, what it does is the additional things to it that just made it so much more viable was its connections to the additional Honeypot APIs, the Bot Scout APIs. You could use your WordPress API from Akismet if you wanted to use it for stopping spammers. It's got numerous checks in there. Some of them dig deep into things like the DNS blacklists that spamhouse.org runs. It checks against the list of spam server IPs. It checks to see if the website visiting you is coming from a Tor server, and on and on. It helps produce a great anti-spam blacklist of its own. It'll produce a blacklist of IP addresses. It'll produce a whitelist of IP addresses, usually your own. So if you log in from different computers or different locations, every place you log in from, it'll track that IP and throw it into the whitelist, keeping you from ever being blacklisted on your own website. All in all, this plugin just turns out to be fantastic. The Stop Spammers plugin, great plugin. Give it a check out. I don't sure if I gave it a 5 last time, but just in case, we're going to give it a 5 dragon rating this time.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I do. I put it on my sandbox page, and I haven't seen an inch of spam since I put it on my sandbox page, which used to just get pummeled with spam.
Huh. Very nice. Very nice. I'd love for Google to know that we have all these anti-spam things on. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to put in a quality score?
Hey, it would be.
We're protected over here. You know, give us a little higher ranking. That's never going to happen.
No.
But what is going to happen, John, what seemed like an impossibility is now reality. PDF Embedder is here. John, here's what it lets you do. It allows you to upload PDFs, easy for me to say, and embed them straight into your WordPress installation, just like adding images. So it's just like putting it in a featured image. It's just that easy. And they're automatically sized in the natural shape and size. They'll just fill the width that's whatever's available, whether you have a sidebar or full screen or anything like that. Or optionally, you can set the width yourself, and the height just gets constrained proportionally, automatically. The nice thing is it's also responsive. So if a user is looking at it in a different view or perspective or device, then it accommodates accordingly. So this makes it essentially like SlideShare. You've seen SlideShare, John.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is exactly what it does, is it embeds the PDF just like this. This is a great thing out there for you designers that have needs of your client to embed PDFs or include PDFs, and that's anybody that's a public company that has to put shareholder information or even menus or takeout menus for restaurants, catering menus, things like that. A lot of uses for this. It's called PDF Embedder, and I give it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Holy smokes, we had a perfect deck this time. But yeah, it's about time that's finally come to pass. I mean, I've been wanting something like that for ages.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, and it's good because now it kind of eliminates SlideShare completely and allows you to house your content on your site rather than someone else's.
Yeah. Yes, no doubt. All right, so I covered up in this Flip It On Spammers, which I gave a 5 to. Stop Media Comment Spamming, which I gave a 5 to, and Stop Spammers, which I gave a 5 to.
And I reviewed GLS Simple Short Codes, gave that one a 5. Conditional Logic gave that one a 5, and we just talked about PDF Embedder, which I also gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yes, we did it. We hit a perfect deck this time. Been a while.
Yeah, it has.
All right, well, a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out Canada Stock Photo at canadastockphoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. New images coming soon.
That's right. And just another repeat reminder, use GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30 to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, and that includes the WordPress managed hosting, which is $1 a month regular price, and I'll take 30% off of that. That's pretty cheap.
And of course, if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time in the iTunes store, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio giving us reviews. We'd greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or drop me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.